WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me for his regular chat this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, it's been about a month since President Obama was reelected president, but the official results only recently certified in Ohio. So anything interesting?
Yeah, I thought there were some interesting things in John Husted, the Secretary of State, put them out on Friday. And obviously, Barack Obama won Ohio, picked up about half a percentage point, mainly because of the provisional ballots, which went about two-thirds for him over Mitt Romney. And we always knew intuitively that the provisional ballots were heavily Democratic, and that's just proof of it. The one thing that just strikes me about Ohio as a bellwether state is that you have to go back to 1960 for a presidential election where the person who won Ohio did not win the White House, and that was Richard Nixon. So 13 elections in a row, Ohio has gone with the winner in a presidential election. I think that's pretty amazing.
And that means next year, or next presidential election, we'll have all the candidates here again a lot, right?
I suspect that's probably true. And Obama, you know, he ended up with 50.7%. Romney had 47.7%. The rest went to the minor candidates, particularly the Green Libertarians. And he won. Obama won only 17 of the 88 counties. And that means that they were the most populous counties and the most heavily Democratic counties. Mitt Romney won 71 counties. If you took all of the small rural counties and put them all together and just eliminated the six large urban counties, Romney would have won Ohio by 55%.
So that really says that those big counties are running the state right now.
They certainly are in presidential elections, and they certainly did for Barack Obama in 2012. Now, the one thing that was interesting was that the turnout in Ohio this year dropped a little bit. It was 63%. In 2008 and in 2004, it was up to 65%. But still, about almost 5.8 million people voted.
So is that that drop a significant one? Could it have made a difference in the election, you think, if that extra 2% would have come out to vote?
I don't think so. I think it would have been pretty much the same result. 65% in 2008 elected Barack Obama in Ohio with 51.5% of the vote. This year it was 50.7. I think it would have been the same result, but it was just a slightly lower turnout.
Now, is that election finally put to bed now, or is there still more to talk about?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, there may be some challenges and I'm sure in a lot of localities around Ohio, not in Southwest Ohio, but around Ohio, there are a lot of recounts going on.
Now, something else we should talk about in your column yesterday at WVXU.org, you talked about the Cincinnati mayor's race, and we have two people officially in the race now, John Cranley, who's been in for a little while, and Roxanne Qualls, who signed her name up officially last week. They're both getting support from people who have been the mayor of Cincinnati.
Yes, it's interesting. Qualls obviously had the present mayor, Mark Mallory, at her announcement last week. And Mallory's campaign manager is running Qualls' campaign. How much influence he will be able to have, I think the biggest potential influence that he could have is if he were to step aside early. And she, as vice mayor, would become mayor and run as an incumbent. Now, Charlie Lucan is an interesting person. He's backing John Cranley. Charlie Lucan was a very popular figure in this town, and he appealed to more conservative Democrats over on the west side, Republicans. He drew votes from all over, and that's what Cranley is trying to do with his campaign.
So do you anticipate seeing a lot of both Mayor Mallory and former Mayor Lucan as the campaigns heat up?
I'm not sure you're going to see a lot. I think you'll see them in certain locations. I think you'll see, obviously Mark Mallory in the African-American community trying to drum up support for Qualls. I think you'll see Charlie Lucan working the West Side, which he was so good at when he was running for council and for Congress. And Tom Lucan, his father, a former congressman and mayor, is also backing Cranley, and he still has some influence.
with all of this talk about the mayoral election, when do you think we'll start hearing from council candidates?
Well, starting to hear, you know, they're starting to dribble in. They're starting to organize campaigns. I have a feeling it'll probably be a pretty large field of candidates running for these 9 spots on council. But, you know, the parties themselves are already starting to recruit candidates and interview candidates and talk about endorsements.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and blog at WVXU.org.